Joining me now is DNR Commissioner Sarah Stroman. Welcome.
Thank you.
It's been a lot of years here at these openers. How fun. And Stillwater, what are you thinking about Stillwater?
I'm really excited about Stillwater. I mean, every opener is a great time, but Stillwater is just amazing. It's such a beautiful, vibrant community. We've got the St. Croix River here, so that very clear connection to the water, and I think it's going to be some great fishing.
You know, when I think of Stillwater, I think of grabbing my girlfriends, coming down for a girls' day, going to shops and doing different things, restaurants, and you sometimes forget about that big, beautiful river and the fishing opportunities that it has. And I can't believe how many fish are, different species are in that river, Commissioner.
Yeah, absolutely. More than 60 species of fish. So, you know, everything from walleye to lake sturgeon. And so tomorrow will be great because you never know what you're going to catch out of there. But Stillwater, you know, I mean, there is such a connection to the outdoors. Obviously, the river, you now have the old lift bridge, you know, you can walk right across and enjoy the other side of the river. You got Browns Creek. You have so many parks and trails in this area, too, all along the St. Croix. And so I think it's a really wonderful opportunity to showcase maybe another side of Stillwater.
And you mentioned Browns Creek, and I know you have an event that you're going to be, I'm excited, I wish I could make it, but I'm busy here at work, but tell us about that.
Yeah, Browns Creek is so cool because it is one of the few trout streams that is, you know, within 30 miles of the Twin Cities area. We're going to be out there later today stocking some trout and also showcasing a new accessible fishing platform that will be available for folks to fish from.
All right. Let's turn back a little bit to the river and fishing, and I guess fishing in general. It is such a huge part of tourism and Minnesota's economy. I have to hit on that. What can you tell me?
Yeah, in Minnesota, fishing is a $4.4 billion industry. So, I mean, that's huge for the state. And you also think then about what that means for individual communities all across the state. So, obviously, you know, we're seeing it in Stillwater, the energy and excitement that holding the fishing opener is doing here. But you see it all across the state and communities. You will see, you know, trucks with boats being towed. You will see people in the gas stations and in the restaurants and, you know, out on the water. And so I just think it is this very visible reminder of what fishing and outdoor recreation more broadly is actually a $13.5 billion industry. So really good reminder of what it means for our state in terms of the economics and what it means for communities.
You know, and one of my favorite things about the opener that I think you folks at the DNR do such a good job is including younger kids and getting them, I know, hooked on fishing, so to speak. But it's an important part of keeping this generational tradition going.
Absolutely. It's essential to keeping that tradition going and keeping alive a sense of responsibility for stewarding our natural resources. I think that's incredibly important, particularly here in Minnesota. We also know that getting outside is really good for kids. It's good for everybody. It's good for us as adults, but it's really good for kids. I mean, there's an educational component. There is a childhood development component to it. It is good for mental and physical health. And so, yeah, we're going to have some elementary kids doing some learning here and just a great opportunity to get them engaged.
And so are you hitting the river Saturday for the opener?
I will be hitting the river, yeah. I'm fishing with the women anglers in Minnesota, and I'm really excited about that.
Oh, how fun, how fun. And have you ever fished on a river before?
I have. I have actually fished on the St. Croix once. I went out last year and caught a lake sturgeon, so that was pretty exciting.
Really? Was it as scary as I think it is?
No.
Would be?
No. It was amazing.
Really?
I mean, to be able to handle a fish that is like literally prehistoric, that is a survivor, right? And was almost gone. It's a really, I think, incredible experience and one that like lends itself to feelings of hope and resilience.
Yeah. And are they native to Minnesota?
Yes.
Those are the ones that kind of look like a dinosaur?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They're pretty cool.
So you're excited. Yeah. All right. Any bets going on this year with anybody within the state or your family, friends?
I haven't made any bets yet. I think that's kind of what this evening's activities are for. Right. You know, a little smack talk, a few bets, and yeah, we'll see.
If you want a tip, obviously, the governor is not the best fisher, knock on wood. Don't say I said that to him. I also learned that the mayor of Stillwater, he's never caught a fish on this river.
Oh, so interesting.
I put my money with you against him.
Yeah, I like I say, I don't have a lot of experience fishing on this river, but I think I have a pretty good record at Governor's Openers. So,
and the organization that you're going out with says it all.
Right. How can we not be successful?
Exactly. Well, as always, Commissioner, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.